I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room.
It's always a big match against him. You know, the level of tennis that you need to play always is the highest, and I am playing well. I need to play very well against him, so I hope to be ready to make that happen.
French Open tennis fans are being treated to another Roger Federer clash with Clay King Rafael Nadal.
All the matches are different because we always try things. Let's see. Let's see what's going on. I really expect that he's going to play aggressive, changing rhythms, going to the net. That's my feeling, that he's going to try to play that way because he's playing well and he has the tennis to make that happen.
Federer, a 20-time Grand Slam champion, says anything is possible.
Like against any player, there is always a chance. Otherwise, nobody will be in the stadium to watch because everybody already knows the result in advance. And I think sport does that to you, that every match needs to be played before it's decided. And that's exactly what everybody believes by facing Rafa. They know it's going to be tough, but you just never know.
The 37-year-old Swiss great is ready to face the amazing shot arsenal the left-handed Nadal will throw at him.
With the different spins, it's just different, so you have to get used to that quickly. Don't have much time to waste, and that's why you have to be fearless to some extent, you know, to take on the spinny balls, the sliding balls, the kicking balls, you know, and that's what I will do.
The 33-year-old Nadal will also be looking to overcome Federer's tactical moves.
I have to be solid. I have to hit the ball enough strong to don't allow him to do the things from good positions. I need to let him play from difficult positions. So from there, he's going to have less chances to go to the net or to play his aggressive game. So at the end of the day, it's play well. If I'm able to play good tennis, and play well with my forehand and backhand, I hope to put him in trouble. If not, I will be in trouble.
7 years have passed since Federer has been in the French Open semifinals.
Well, I'm very happy. You know, I exceeded my expectations here, and you know, after missing the French for so many years, it's nice to be back in the semis.
It's an epic matchup Rafa is looking forward to in his 12th career French Open semifinal.
It's very positive. I have been playing well, solid, winning good matches against tough opponents like today, so I'm happy with that. Of course, after having Roger in front in the semifinals is an extra thing. We shared the most important moments of our career together on court, facing each other. So it's another episode of this. I'm happy for that and excited.
And Federer was expecting all along this match could materialize.
If you want to do or achieve something on the clay, inevitably at some stage you will go through Rafa because he's that strong and he will be there. So I knew that when I signed up for the clay, that hopefully that's going to happen. If I would have had a different mindset to avoid him, then I should not have played the clay. I think by that mindset, I think it helped me to play so well.
Nadal leads the head-to-head series 23-15 and has been overwhelming on clay with a 13-2 record against Federer. Nadal has 11 French Open titles to just one for Federer. Quietly lurking under the radar has been world number one Novak Djokovic of Serbia.
I don't mind cruising along, to be honest. I have plenty of experience, I think, dealing with the situations where, you know, you're facing breakpoints or where it's tense. I've played plenty of tight matches in my career that I can rely on that experience. You know, I think it's good to be tested in from that perspective, but at the same time it's also good to cruise along, kind of conserve the energy for what's coming up.
Djokovic can't complain about his tournament run.
My game, I mean, I reached quarterfinals and played as closest to my best tennis on clay as I think I can be at the moment. I'm really pleased with every aspect of my game. So everything is coming together beautifully, and I'm motivated to fight for the trophy. Yes, I mean that's why I'm here.
Uh-huh. Among the women, fan favorite Serena Williams could only reach the third round before making her departure.
I am glad I came. I love the city and I love the tournament, and I really wanted to be here. So I'm glad I came at the end of the day, but it's just been a really grueling season for me.
Injuries and motherhood have pushed Williams from her top playing form.
I'm just pretty far away, but that's the optimistic part, is I'm not, haven't been able to be on the court as much as I would have. So that's okay. At least I can start trying to put the time in now.
She's hoping some recent momentum will help.
I feel like had some great runs last year, and I'm hoping to still build on that this year, you know, keep it going. So I don't know the great runs that I've had, but just the Grand Slams.
Young American compatriot Sophia Kenin had the upset 6-2, 7-5 win over Serena.
Yeah, it was so much emotions. You know, Serena's such a tough player. And I'm still like trying to process what just happened. But I knew before the match, you know, I was ready to go, and I was going to there to win the match. And of course, she's a true champion and an inspiration, and she's done amazing things for American tennis. And I'm just really happy with this win. I played really well, and I'm just excited for my next match.
Kenin would be eliminated in her next match by Australian Ashley Barty. It's championship time for the National Basketball Association and National Hockey League, as the finals for both are underway. The reigning NBA champion Golden State Warriors and the Toronto Raptors split their two opening games of the best-of-seven championship series. Golden State has rolled to six NBA titles, with three in the last 4 years. Toronto is seeking its first. In the NHL, the Boston Bruins and St. Louis Blues also find themselves deadlocked after four games. Boston is skating for its seventh Stanley Cup, while St. Louis aims to hoist it for the very first time.
I'm very happy. I'm super happy. I played solid, very solid. My long drivers helped me this week to win. And I'm super happy.
Italian golfer Guido Migliozzi claimed his second European Tour title with an impressive four-shot victory at the Belgian knockout. Young Dutch challenger Darius van Driel started the event with a learning perspective.
Coming into the tournament, I really saw it as a practice week. Had some stuff I wanted to work on.
He didn't figure he would be challenging for the win.
The further you get, more serious it gets as well. And I played well. I played some really good matches. And, couldn't completely finish it, but Guido played great. Like, I couldn't keep up with some of his tee shots. And that would, really force me to, change my strategy and to try to force things.
Migliozzi is also hoping to build off the win to become even better.
Aim higher as possible. I mean, very high. And just continue like this and keep pushing, keep going. This is what I want. This is what I like, playing this type of Sunday. So with pressure, with fans, and I just love this game.
According to a recent study, an examination of the brains of 111 deceased professional American football players showed that all but one had a degenerative brain disease believed to be caused by repeated blows to the head. Scientists say even when it looks mild, a concussion can still have severe effects, so prompt diagnosis and treatment are crucial. During the past 10 to 15 years, research has accelerated on head injuries of all types. The clinical director of the Brain Trauma Research Center at the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center, Dr. David Okwonkwo, says one of the biggest challenges is getting a quick and reliable diagnosis.
We're getting very close to a blood test that will highlight people in the early minutes to hours following a concussion.
Okonkwo says for now the diagnosis still relies on a subjective assessment of the patient, so a substantial number of concussions remain unrecognized or underdiagnosed. Since no two concussions are alike, Okonkwo says researchers are also working to improve the analysis of the injuries.
There has been a tremendous amount of effort in taking the neuroimaging strategies that we have today to take pictures of the brain and revolutionize them into modalities that are of much higher resolution and much better quality.
Researchers are also developing tools for testing patients for specific kinds of concussion, which can affect balance, vision, memory, or some other brain function. But Okonkwo says an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
This has been another area of heavy investment, not just in the Department of Defense, but in professional sports leagues, as we search for ways to improve the safety for our military personnel, but also improve the safety of athletic endeavors.
Okonkwo says the ability to diagnose and understand the consequences of a concussion and to target treatment to an individual patient is much better than 10 years ago and ahead of public awareness of the advances. The Game Room opens with new stories each week, or play anytime on voanews.com.